With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. The Montana State Auditor's Office is trying to reach thousands of Montana residents who might be eligible for reimbursement from a $285,000 settlement in an insurance fraud case. The Helena Independent Record reported the Auditor's Office settled with call centers, insurance companies, and individuals who allegedly used fraudulent tactics to sell short-term health insurance to Montanans. More than 3,600 names were found in the files of companies involved in the case, and Auditor spokesman Kyle Schmock estimated between a couple dozen to a couple thousand of them might be eligible for payment. He says it could take up to 6 months to determine who is eligible for reimbursements. A Montana Native American storyteller is expected to be honored as a National Heritage Fellow by the National Endowment for the Arts. Crow storyteller Grant Boltail is one of 10 people chosen by the NEA to receive a 2019 fellowship. Boltail is expected to be honored Wednesday in Washington, D.C., with the presentation of the fellowship, which includes a $25,000 award. In an interview earlier this summer, Boltail said he learned many stories from his grandfather, who was prevented from telling his stories by the U.S. government.
Well, it's a 500-year precedent that is broken, you know, when they recognize my storytelling and what I have to offer, you know, that our way of life was good for us.
Boltail says the award money will be put towards hiring an editor to work with him on a novel presenting a story of the Crow people. He's previously shared his stories at state and national parks and places of significance to the Crow people. Boltail has also taught at Utah State University, which is building a collection of his work. Visitation is up in Glacier National Park after a busy August ended 7 months of decreased visitation. The Flathead Beacon reports the park had more than 771,000 visitors in August, an increase of more than 15% from the same month last year. Officials say the increase is likely due to the absence of a major wildfire for the first time in 3 years. To date, more than 2.45 million people have visited Glacier in 2019. A 75-year-old man drowned on the west side of Flathead Lake while working on his boat near Rollins. Lake County deputies responded last Thursday afternoon when John Stoyanoff was spotted at the bottom of the lake. Efforts to revive him were unsuccessful. Wildlife officials are urging residents to pick any low-hanging fruit in their backyards to avoid attracting hungry bears. The Flathead Beacon reports that Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has created a Facebook page to connect Flathead Valley residents with people looking to pick fruit from their yards. Bears eat ravenously to prepare for hibernation, and officials say picking fruit can help prevent bear-human encounters. Missoula police are investigating an early morning shooting on the city's south side. Detective Sergeant Eric Stevenson says multiple gunshots were reported fired in the 2600 block of Garland Drive just before 4 this morning. No one was injured.
Officers responded to that location, observed some property damage which appeared to be caused by the shots that were fired, and made contact with a residence that was most probably associated with the call.
Due to the ongoing investigation, Stevenson refused to release many details about the incident, other than to say, quote, "It would appear more than one house was hit," end quote, by the gunfire. At least one parked car was also reportedly struck by the rounds.
The suspect was gone prior to officers' arrival, and we're still in the process of trying to narrow down who our suspect is.
Stevenson says no residents of the house that appears to have been targeted in the attack were actively involved in the shooting. One longtime area resident who spoke with Montana Public Radio said the neighborhood is a quiet, peaceful place that has never experienced gun violence. Montana National Guard members will be eligible for tuition waivers at university system schools. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle first reported the Montana Board of Regents unanimously passed the waiver, along with a 2020 budget of $1.6 billion, last week. Tyler Trevor is the Deputy Commissioner for Budget and Planning.
We anticipate there will be growth in the number of guardsmen that attend the Montana University system.
Trevor says 150 guardsmen currently attend schools in the Montana University system. He says the waiver covers 100% of tuition costs and aims to recruit new soldiers and airmen while retaining current members who might seek education in neighboring states that already have waivers in place. The university system provides a number of tuition waivers, like for Native American students and honorably discharged veterans. Jenny McConaughey, Montana Public Radio.